So we see card descend about VOA in the belly.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba esiphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 19 kuMfumfu 2018 usithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Katika machukela dhula makungi oil kawakho ekhemisi lama BP lema sugar tabati abonakali kuthi enge yeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu ze nye rand nganye lamtano le rand ngeyetho nje yini ngiyabuza lo mbuzo.
Iningi kwabulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola lemelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela. Abe komishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba yeZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edalela eParliament lilokhu lisehla osokudala ukuthi bangene ngohlelo lweproportional representation kuphela. Ukuhlelo oza Friday umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Spanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo lizizwa ngokuthi court breakers. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Iningi kwabulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola lemelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela limithi. Bakhala njalo langokuthi intengo isikhuphuke okwesabekayo okufana lokuthi sebegwetshelwe ukufa ngababusayo ngoba imikhuhlane abalayo ifuna imithi nsuku zonke kodwa ayisathengeki. Ubathabile Masuku sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ngesikhathi isimo somnotho siqhubeka sisiba nzima elizweni, kwabagulayo khona kuphambili bengatholi ukwelatshwa okupheleleyo ngenxa yokuvala kwamavinkili athengisa imithi kanye lokuthi abalamali yakwamanye amazwe. Amafamasi amaningi asethengisa ngedola lemelika kuphela njalo engelamithi eyiyo edingwa ngabantu kakhulu. Uhlupho olukhulu lubikwa kuyikuswelakala kwemali yokuyathenga phandle kwelizwe njalo akuqali ngabo ngoba labo bevele bethenga ngemali yaphandle. Umnumzana Bolton Mhlanga obeme phandle kwenye ifamasi wehluleka ukuthola umuthi uthi bayalile ukumthengisela ngenxa yokuthi ubephethe ibond note. Umhlanga uthi maningi amafamasi abevalile kuthiwa basahlolisisa ukuthi balempahla ezinganani i-closed for stock taking.
Ngingazama lapho ukuthi ngithenga umuthi wezinyo kwenye ifamasi. Ngathi ngifika lapha manje nadinto ama-bond note. Then bathi bafuna ama-US dollar. Mina ama-US dollar la adengelayo. Ngizenza ukuthi ngiphiwe phandle lami ngizame ukuhlanganisa leli US dollar langkhona. Kuyaye kunzima ngoba yeyo ifamasi adivuliwe. Amanye adevaliwe kuthiwa close due to stock taking.
Ugogo Dlamini uthi sebethwele nzima ngoba bengelamali yakamanye amazwe ikakhulu labo abangela bantwana abaphandle kwelizwe.
Ginogogo vilasa kwase siyalahla silabantwana asizalanga kathesa amachukela adula amakungi oil kawakho ekhemisi lama BP lema sugar tabati abonakali kuthi enge yeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu ze nye rand nganye lamtano le rand ngeyetho nje yini ngiyabuza lo mbuzo.
Iningi labanini bamafamasi bathi abanyeke bakhuluma lentathelo izindaba ngoba besesabela ukuthi bengazithezela olulenkume. Umnumzana Johannes Kloet olefamasi kobulawayo uthi isimo lesi sedola lemelika saqala kudala lapho bekhuluma ngokulinganisa idola lebond note.
Inkinga ekhona lapha ukuthi i-situation leyi US dollar has been going on for a very long time. Befaka indaba ye-bond isiba yona i-1:1.
Isimo somnotho elizweni siqhubeka singamanga kuhle. Njalo abasebuzimeni obukhulu ngabantu makhaza ngoba laba ababusayo besithi bengagula baye kwamanye amazwe bethiya uZulu engelamithi. Uhulumende usanda kunika isigaba semithi imali ephose ibe izigidi eziyisikhombisa kuzigidi ezingamachumi amabili lane ezifunekayo. Ingcosana le ayifiki ndawo njalo isibangele ukuthi uhlupho lolu luqhubekele phambili. Laba abathengisayo bazigezile besithi ngabe labo bathenga ngemali yakuleli bebezathengisa ngeyakuleli kodwa akunjalo. Nimele iStudio 7. Niko Bulawayo, ningubathabile Masuku.
Abe Commission ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba eZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edalela eParliamente lelokhu lisehla okwethusayo osokudala ukuba bangene ngohlelo lwezikhundla aba vekelwa zona ole proportional representation kuphela. Lokho kubikwa kufeza ukuba akulabandla elihlonipha ukukhuphulwa kwaleli nani ngokuvotelwa kwabesifazana. Okuninga lolu daba sikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngemva komhlangano weZimbabwe Gender Commission wesibili kobulawayo obuhlaziya udaba lwempumela yokhetho, amabandla wonke ezombusazwe ezweni avumelene ukuba ukhetho olwedluleyo belunzima kwabesifazana. Ucommissioner Victor Nkiwane uthi uhlelo lweproportional representation kuzamele luqhubekele phambili ngoba ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyancindezela omama abangena kwezombusazwe. Ethi akulabandla elilandela isisekelo sombuso ngena ani labesifazana abangena edale loba iziqondiso zenhlanganiso eSADC ethi kumele babe yisilinganiso sokwedlula okungamachumi amahlanu ekhulwini i50%.
The proportional representation iyafuneka ngoba i one party passed before sokuthi owinileyo sehle engena abanye bahle basale bonke. Sibone ngani ya undermine democracy.
Ukhokheli we-MDCT uNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe uthi sekumele kudingwe indlela zokubona ukuba kuzihlalo zedale leParliamente zonke ingxenye kumele ibe ngeyabesifazana.
I-proportional representation siyayifuna ukuthi kuqhubekele phambili kuze kufike isikhathi sokuthi omama labo babe sebe-representwa okulingani labo baba kumasitsilana angu-210. So kwakhathi sibe sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 sibe sesifuna ukuthi omama be-electane bona bodwa njengabomama. Kunga-electwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani ovela ku-civil society ofama independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna kumele lo mama be-apply bese bevotelwa ngabomama. Ukwenza ukuthi omama bevotele omama bazihamba bebe ba-represent izinto zabo ngibona ngani. Kanti just because omama babehamba ngama-political parties kunokuthiwa i-whipping system. Omama babuye ngale bewhipha. Nxa kule ishu yabomama ofuna ukuyireve nxa iparty yakho ingayifuni ishu yankhona awusenelisi ukuthi uyireve. So ngathesi kuza kuba ngcono ngokuthi omama babekwazi ukuthi mina ngithunywe ngabomama ukuthi ngiye eParliamente. So ngizafika ngenza izinto zabomama.
Ilunga ledale leParliamente kobulawayo unkosikazi Priscilla Mushonga uthi i-PR ayikafezi injongo yayo.
Sithe sizacela ukuthi sizasupport abantu ababefuna ukuthi ngabaya yini iyangezelela isikhathi ngoba asikalungisi lokho esayifakela khona. Manxa siyi-extender kumele ibisijinjini ukuthi izasebenza njani. For example ngeke yaphongubamba ama-political parties kuphela ngoba kutho ukuthi omama abangeke kuma-political parties abazoze bakwanise ukuthi bangene ku-proportional representation.
Unkosikazi Agnina Samson Mhlanga ilunga ledale leParliamente eChirezi uthi bafuna i-PR iqhubekele phambili.
Umthetho we proportional representation sina naso mama sifuna ukuthi uyengezele. Siyabona ukuthi osonke somama siyavumelana amaphathi wonke ngenxa yokuthi kusingene kuma constituency into eyasihlupha ngeyokuthi obaba vele bayasendisa imali thina vele asila mali izincwadi ngangene kuma constituency vele asiphumelele mina nginyeleli iTrezi district abantu banivotelayo omama
osakhulayo uFelicitas Ncube ongenela umhlangano uthi abasakhulayo abangamantombazana kumele bangachiwa phandle kundaba zombusazwe
into ekhona ukuthi thina njengabasakhulayo abangamantombazana singafisa ukuthi sithole uncedo lokuthi sitshintshe imindset yethu kumbe sithole uncedo lokuthi sibe ngama leaders amahle kodwa konke khona lokho esikufisayo kuqala yithi engqondweni zethu ukuthi thina sifisa ukuba yini sifisa ukuba ngobani ezimpilweni zethu
udaba lwabesifazana labasakhulayo kwezombusazwe ezweni zimqoka baqhubeka belwela amalungelo abo akusisekelo sombuso ukuba amabandla lo kulumende bawahloniphe loba nje ngemva kokhetho inani labesifazana abangene edale lephalamende liphansi kuhlanganisa labaphiwe ukukhokhela ingatsha zikahulumende kuthi kubukhokheli belizwe kulomongameli labasekeli bakhe ababili abesilisa ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umfumfu inyanga lapho kunanzwa umsebenzi wokufundisana ngomkhuhlane owemvukuzane yebele, eye Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Ngakho ke, umsakazo wakho weStudio 7 umanyana labanye kulomsebenzi ngokwethula inhlelo zemfundiso eziphathelane lemvukuzane yebele. Kusukise lamhla ka 22 Mfumfu, kusiyafika umhla ka 26. Sixoxa labantu abasinda kumvukuzane yebele belandisa ngokunqoba kwabo abalahlekelwa izihlobo labo belandisa ubuhlungu abadibana labo imfundiso evela kubodokotela kanye lokunye lingakhuthwa yilezi nhlelo zemfundiso kuStudio 7 ngo-half past 7 ntambama lango-half past 6 ekuseni kusikisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu umagagasi awe 909 am 4930 6040 15460 lagu 1885 kilohertz ku short wave.
Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha akhankasela amalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights namhla ikhweze udaba lokuphikisa umthelo wesilinganiso sokubili ekhulwini osanda kwethulwa ngumphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube emthethwandaba weHigh Court. Igqwetha lalinhlanganiso uMnumzana Tendai Bithi nguye ohambe emthethwandaba emela olwela amalungelo oluntu njalo ongowenhlanganiso yeCombined Harare Residents Association uMnumzana Mfundo Mlilo. UMnumzana Bithi uthi umthelo kaNcube lo kawukho emthethweni ngakho uthi kumele wesulwe. Umthelo lo uphatha abasebenzisa amakhadi abo ebhanga ukuthenga kumbe kubhadala kanye labathumezelana imali ama-electronic transactions ngesiNgisi. Akukaziwa ukuthi udaba lolu luzahlafunwa nini ngomthethwandaba.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lifisa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Kwa iLife Talk namhlanje sikhangela okuphuma ekuhlaleni kwedale lekhomishini ecobungula imbangela yodlakela oluqhamuke ngemva kokhetho okwadutshulwa abantu abayisikhombisa bafa ngebutho. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, ingcwethi ezibona ngokutholakala kwamanzi ahlanzekileyo zomhlaba zixwayisa ukuba uhlelo olukhuthazwa ngabebhanga lamazwe omhlaba ele World Bank lokwakhiwa kwamadamu amakhulu kwelelayo nxa lungahlelwanga kuhle lulakho ukudala ingxaki enkulu kulelo lizwe. umongameli Jovenel Moise wale Haiti ugcizelele ukuzinikela kwakhe ekulwiseni udubo lwenkohlakalo elizweni lakhe. Utsho lokhu ngemva kokutshengisela kwabantu besithi bafuna ukuba kwazi ukuthi imali yaya ngapi ukusetshenziswa kwezinye inhlelo. Umoise ubesenkundleni yokukhulumisana eTwitter esithi uhulumende wakhe usacubungula labo ababikwa abachaphaza leyo mali bangafunyanwa belecala bazajeziswa kanzima. Inhlanganiso ye-Consumer Council of Zimbabwe ithi imali edingwa imuli eyodwa ukuthi iziphilise ngenyanga e-Poverty Datum Line isikhwele ngamadola angamachumi amathathu kusukela kunyanga kaNcwabakazi kusiya kwedluleyo kaMpandula yafika kumadola angamakhulu ayisishiyagalolunye lanye i-$591. Isiphathamandla salenhlanganiso umnumzana Comfort Muchekeza uthi sokunzima ukuhlela kuhle imali le njengoba intengo yempahla iqhubeka ikhuphuka kumbe isehliswa nsuku zonke elizweni.
Sidinga umbele 591 sikhuluma ngeminimum ukuthi at least leyo umuntu will make ends meet. Ngakho kukhulu ngangepoverty datum line isikhathi esiningi iya-excluda lawa ama-luxuries ngikhonokho okuninginingi. But siyabethi ukuthi umuntu aphile nje ethola ama-very basic necessities ukudla sikhangelela indawo yokuhlala kuma-identity suburb sikhangelela ukuthi layo every month bayasave mbijana yama-inspeti ukuthi kufuna umuntu ufuna ukuya esibhedlela sikhangelela layo ukuthi uyasave mbijana ekubhadalela abantwana for i-basic education.
Nizayilungisa nini njalo ukuthi ilingane lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla lokho kukhona?
Thina siyareviewa every month lama-monthly reviews but while it ama-surveys uyithela ama-surveys every week that yenza ama-surveys then at the end of the month sisi average ama-weekly surveys lawana. Like what I said, the definite start, we are told out to be delayed. Something else did you have to pay for food? Which is the following week, we told you are, we just be ashamed. We are going to give you an example. Last week, like a solar situation, then you are going to take a ride right for almost $7. But that is not the target, I say the average of $4. Last week, we told you about what I said, some are cooking oil, 2 liters. Ngama $9 kathesi amashopu nxa ekhona uyathola kuthi bathengisa nge-$3.99 isingabdp siga yethu ngama-service e-one week siyabe sikhangela ukuthi what the average monthly sale yama-price. So sikhangela ukuthi end of October siyabe sesikhombayila enye fika iyakwansi ukuthi iqanse ukudlula lapha yakwazi ukuthi khonapho or uyeshe depending ngokuthi i-marketing ikhonda njani kuma-demand lama-supply.
Lo mnumzana Comfort Muchekeza isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Consumer Council of Zimbabwe sixoxelayo ekobulawayo. Umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo City uBekithemba Ndlovu uthi abafana bakhe bawulinde ngabomvu umdlalo wangensonto abazawudlala leqembu leHighlanders enkundleni iBarber Fields koBulawayo. Intatheli yezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ndlovu uthi amalungiselelo eqembu lakhe ahambe kuhle kakhulu njalo abadlali bakhe bonke batshengise ukuba namadlakuzane kakhulu ngesikhathi bezilolonga. Uthi khona ukuba iqembu leHighlanders ngelinye lamaqembu amakhulu elizweni yikho kwenza bonke abadlali babe lo mdlandla wokudlala ngensonto.
Ngolangane abafana bafokasile bayimelele bayilinzile ngegame leHighlanders njengoba sikwazi sonke ukuthi iHighlanders itimu enkulu kakhulu lapha ebholeni yaseZimbabwe. So akula muntu ongafuniyo ukudlala kenisand ukudlala kenisiHighlanders ukutho ukuthi uyabubukele ngabantu abaningi kakhulu and perform against the Highlanders akwaziwe ukuthi kuyini okungenzakala.
Iqembu leBulawayo City lihlezi endaweni yesibili nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane elile miklomelo elitshumi lathoba mnemunye. usele imidlalo emihlanu kuba imidlalo yalonyaka esigaba seKasilaka Premier Soccer League ifike emaphethelweni njalo iqembu lebulaya sithi kumele linqobe kuyo yonke ukuze liyale lilokhu lilethemba lokwala lidlala kusigaba sePSL. Undlovu uthi yena iKFL bekhona kudedelwa imidlalo yeqembu lesizwe lilakho uba liphazamise abafana bakhe bona abanqobe iqembu elilwisa ukuphakamisa isicoco eseligi elingeze Platinum Stars emdlalweni wabo olandelwa yilo wangempela viki elandelayo.
Ibrekingabe isiphambanise kakhulu ngoba thina ngokufuna kwethu ngokufisa kwethu besifisa ukuthi aloba sithe siceda ukudlala lingeze Platinum igame yayendaza yalandela ngeviki engathi landela naliyana. But akusabanga njalo sihlezi 2 or 3 weeks siku-break. So thina ngokwethu kusifisele emuva because bese singene kufomu yokuthi yokuzaba nzima ukuthi kube le-team akade sasimisa.
Kumidlalo eminye eliselelayo kusizini yalonyaka iqembu lebulawayo city lizadlala lele-ZPC Kariba, eleyada, ele-KFC United kanye lele-Mutare City. Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba seKasilaka Premier Soccer League ekhona kulimpela viki iqembu leZPC Kariba lizadlala leCape United eNyamunga. Iqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars lizancikelana leChapungu eBaobab. Iqembu leNicruti lizadibana leFC Platinum ngaseAscott. Iqembu leChicken lizadlala leBulawayo Chiefs ngaseLuveve. Yonke le imidlalo yakusasa ngomgqibelo ukuthi ngensonto iqembu leMtare City Rovers lizadlala leYada ngaseVengere. Iqembu leDynamo lizachana leBlack Rhinos ngaseRufaro. Iqembu leTriangle lizemukela eleHerentals ngaseKibo kuthi eleJapani Mine lizadlala leHarare City ngaseMaclass. Kolunye udaba olumayelana nomdlalo wenguqu uhlelo lokuba amaqembu basele kumncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup azadlala njani kwisigaba sesemifinal luqhutshwe namhla esikolweni iHarare. Njalo iqembu leHarare City lizadibana leCape United kuthi eleDynamo lizadlala leTriangle. Inkundla okuzadlalelwa khona limidlalo ngkhona zizatshelwa uZulu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday, umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Codebreakers abadabuka kuntuthu ziyathunqa koBulawayo njalo bacula umdumo weSoulful Hip Hop.
Maviki wonke ngalesi sikhathi silethulela izingoma zabaculi baseZimbabwe. Abanye basaxathula, abanye vele liyabazi. Nampa abanye ke abatsha beqoqoda enkundleni.
New school girl, I got a crush on you. Know that I'm not your type. I'm just an old school boy. Let me be your man. Promise I'll love you, girl, in an old school way.
Salibonani lonke. Igama lami ngu-CK wakoBulawayo eZimbabwe osebenza leqembu okuthiwa yi-Codebreakers, CPS Codebreakers.
Leli iqembu libunjwe ngamajaha asakhulayo besesikolweni. Abantwana engibamangala ukubana ke bebancane kangaka, baqale njani ezokucula?
Thina nje ama Codebreakers siqale ubuntu zokuhlabela early 2016. Like yikho lapha esihlangane khona sonke sababathathu ma Codebreakers sibathathu. Saqala into zokuhlabela kwangale officially to record. Irekoda estudio of Just PC Records. Just PC Records leyi ikhona apha ngithi koBulawayo. So let's be patient in our ancient love and make it happen.
I wanna kiss your Lushano lwakho ke mlalelo othandekayo uhlelo Hoza Friday lama code breakers ke abahlabeleli abasacathulayo abahlabelela abatsha bona ke basebenza njani labanye ke lapha ke kwezomculo
sizazama ukusebenza labantu abaningi abahlukeneyo abanye babesinedisa khona kuyamisa how to establish ourselves and futhi manage ukuthi sisebenze le artist eleZimbabwe elikhulu elehip hop okuthiwa ngostana elihlala eHarare.
Kulezi nsuku abahlabeleli abaningi imiculo yabo ke kayizwakali ukuthi icula ngani. Laba-ke ababa-code breakers bathi-ke owabo-ke umculo ngokuthi balelizi abafuna ukulitshela laba abalalelayo.
Thina e-code breakers lesifiso sokuthi sitshele abantu i-music yethu, like sicommunicate labo nge-music yethu, ngoba thina ingoma esizenzayo ziclean zile message. So sizama ukuthi sifikelele, sizama ukuthola abantu, sizama ukufika ukuthi i-music ekhona ikwanisa ukuthi ukuthi ithole ithinte inhliziyo zabantu.
Kuzange ingoma zimnandi kanje ku Studio 7. Lezi ngoma phela abantu babethanda ukuthi babezazi ukubana bangazithola kanjani ukuze baxhasane lani balisupport.
Thina i-music yethu ikakhulu siyifaka kubo itholakala ku YouTube le SoundCloud ukusikhona njenge-CBS Nation 2, Twitter khona njalo njenge-@CodeBreakers GA3. Ku Instagram it's called Breakers Nation. The future that my daddy didn't even notice. How did it feel when you knew you were ahead of me? I gave you love, I gave you trust because you paid me.
Besila ma code breakers bululelo WhatsApp. Oh the Friday isikhathi sangona bakwethu sesidliwe ngumangoye ngithi kini libe nempela sonto elithukela igabana mungeza Jesus Banda bye bye.
Yebo ke lapho lizwa iqembu labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Code Breakers bona ke badabuka kontuthu ziyathunqa kobulawayo bacula ke umdumo okuthiwa yi soulful hip hop. Silethemba liukholisile liuzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Hayi ke isikhathi savuma ukuba siqhubeke sisonke olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.